So we are at Kaivai Elementary. It is on a busy street called Camphor Road.
Jared Christino works at Kokua Kalihi Valley, a nonprofit community health center. That busy street we're on, Kamehameha 4 Road, connects Likelike Highway with North School Street. Big semis and trucks whiz by the largely residential neighborhood. Next door is a middle school and a district park.
A lot of students are walking to and from these facilities. Ensuring that you have a safe environment around you is critical.
This area and Kalihi in general have been battling traffic safety and speeding issues for decades, says Christino, who also runs a program through Kokua Kalihi Valley called K-Vibe, a bike shop across the street.
Our parking lot is actually on Camphor Road, and you have to cross it. And we've had staff hit on that road. There's a lot of accidents due to that because it's just a four-lane road. You're not really able to see people that are wanting to cross, especially with a community where you have multiple generations living together, a lot of elders that are living in homes. Making sure that they feel safe with walking on our sidewalks and crossing the road is very important.
On a more personal note, my own great-grandmother fell victim to a hit-and-run half a century ago when she was crossing this very road.
This road really was designed exclusively for cars.
That's Daniel Alexander, the advocacy and planning director with Hawaii Bicycling League. Last year, he partnered with KKV to rally for a bike lane on this road, citing a city ordinance passed in 2012 called Complete Streets.
That means that we would take every opportunity with projects to look at how we can make the road safer for those that walk, bike, drive.
1 year and several community meetings later, their work has finally paid off. The city and county of Honolulu recently finished the nearly $3.2 million project. Today, Kamehameha 4 Road is repaved and restriped, complete with a new dedicated bike lane. It's something Jared Christino believes is a lesson to be applied elsewhere.
When there is a repavement project, we want to have voices in that repavement project and making sure that it takes in all users of that road, not just first and foremost cars.
The community plans to gather this afternoon at Kaivai Elementary to celebrate the new road. Molly Solomon for HBR News.